EU foreign ministers are meeting in Luxembourg today. The war in Ukraine is the main topic, and the Ukrainian foreign minister Andriy Sybiha is joining the meeting by video conference. Ministers will also discuss the situation in the Middle East. Following the council meeting, a first meeting for a high-level political dialogue between the EU and Palestine is taking place. It's focusing on the situation in Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and progress towards a two-state solution. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is representing Luxembourg at the meeting. There's a strike on the Belgian railways from 10 p.m. tonight until 10 p.m. tomorrow. This may also lead to delays and cancellations of train connections with Luxembourg. Concerned passengers should get information at cfl.lu. Unions are repeatedly calling for strikes against the planned reform plans of the Belgian government, in particular against raising the retirement age. A deadly Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian city of Sumy has triggered global outrage. Two ballistic missiles hit the centre of the northeastern city close to the Russian border on Sunday morning, killing 34 people, including two children, and wounding 117. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed that the attack occurred on Palm Sunday, a major Christian festival. France's President Emmanuel Macron said the strike showed Russia's blatant disregard for human lives, international law, and the diplomatic efforts of President Trump. Germany's Chancellor-in-Waiting Friedrich Merz described it as a serious war crime, while US President Trump called the strike a horrible thing. Incumbent President Daniel Noboa has claimed a runaway victory in Ecuador's presidential election after voters endorsed the young leader's iron fist approach to rampant cartel violence. Official results showed Noboa with 56% of the vote against rival Luisa González's 44%. The Nobel-winning Peruvian novelist Mario Vargas Llosa has died at the age of 89 in Lima. Vargas Llosa's passing marks the closure of the last of Latin America's literary golden generation. And Blue Origin is taking a star-studded crew of six female passengers to the edge of space later today in one of the most closely watched suborbital space tourism missions in years. The flight will last about 10 minutes, carrying the group more than 100 kilometres into the sky and offering a few minutes of weightlessness before they descend. On board are, among others, pop star Katy Perry and Jeff Bezos's partner Lauren Sanchez. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has won the US Masters golf tournament at Augusta in Georgia. He beat England's Justin Rose in a tense playoff. It's McIlroy's first Masters win and makes him the first European to complete a Grand Slam of golf's four major tournaments. In Formula One, Oscar Piastri has power to victory at the Bahrain Grand Prix on Sunday, giving the Bahraini-backed McLaren team a first ever win in Sakhir at their 21st attempt. And in football, Liverpool are within touching distance of the Premier League title after Virgil van Dijk sealed a dramatic 2-1 win over West Ham, while Newcastle climbed into the top four with a 4-1 thrashing of Manchester United. Meanwhile, Real Madrid superstar Kylian Mbappe was sent off for an ugly lunge, but his side still beat Alaves 1-0 on Sunday to stay 4 points behind Barcelona at the top of La Liga.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The weather will be comfortably mild with 9 hours of sunlight, though partly cloudy skies will linger throughout the day. There won't be any rain today, but it is expected for later in the week. Temperatures will be between 6 and 9 degrees this morning and will heat up to a pleasant 18 to 21 degrees by the afternoon.